Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Tuesday morning to you. It's 8:10 in the morning, 52 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. Once a month, we check in with the city of Tiga K to see what's going on in the city. That's on the peninsula of York County. We've got Gretchen Kaler joining us. She is the social media specialist. And good morning to you, Gretchen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Gretchen has been with us, Tiga K for about a month now. She came to us from Myrtle Beach proper. Mm-hmm. She worked in Myrtle Beach, the police department there, handling public relations and social media stuff there for them. So I could only imagine that this is a different pace of life for you.
It's way slower.
Yeah, for sure. Well, good. All right. Well, let's start if we can about, let's start from what happened overnight last night, which is some of the stuff that came from what your council meeting and what you might notice some new cars driving around Tiga K.
Right. So the city council meeting, we also gave a shout out to all the first responders that responded to a house fire a couple months ago. So that was great. But also with that, the PD got four new Tahoes. So they're wrapped. They're white. They're not the dark navy blue or black that you have now on those. I think they're Expeditions. So we've got four brand new white Tahoes. They've got to get outfitted a little bit more on the inside, and they're getting ready to start hitting the road. So
that's awesome. So be on the lookout for
those. Yes. Yeah. Don't be alarmed when a white car shows up.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you gave us a heads up that the color has changed mm-hmm. on those. So that's great. All right. So that happened last night. Any other headlines last night from the city council meeting?
The EDC meeting was also last night. We actually swore in, I think, five or six new people on our EDC, our Economic Development Commission. So super excited for them to get started. And we also had a consultant come in to talk about the mixed-use development, or the Main Street development, sorry, that's going to come in the future. So we're excited to get working on that one.
And we kind of talked about that last time when Charlie was here mm-hmm. as well. It's fascinating to see what the images look like because right. it does not seem like that's the Tiga K we know, but we do know that Tiga K is growing and changing. And you've heard from the folks that live there, they want to see some growth, but they don't want to see Tiga K turn into a Kingsley or a Baxter right. a little bit, but not a lot.
Right. And everyone, we're all willing to work together. We absolutely welcome all of that public comment and all these concerns that people have. So that's always going well.
It's going to be a fine balance. Mm-hmm.
But it will be nice to have a central point for Tiga K, yes. which right. I think is somewhat missing a little bit now. Mm-hmm. I know you all have many events and festivals, which is great. But having a central location, Rock Hill has seen such success with like Fountain Park. A lot of events are there. So that's the vision and the movement moving forward there in Tiga K, which will be great to see for
yep.
sure. We're speaking with Gretchen Kaler. She's the social media specialist for the city of Tiga K. All right. So we've got our Catawba Park. We already had our tournament, right? Didn't we have our tournament a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, we had the first soccer tournament
That's
a couple weeks
was.
Ago. So
pretty well done.
Yeah.
Pretty pleased with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Learning, I'm sure, about what to do different next time.
Yes.
Especially with parking. I think I heard folks talk
right.
about parking.
We expanded a little bit. We have a lot near the multi-use fields, the soccer fields. So we have a lot more room. I think it opened like 80 to 100 spots. So I went back a couple weekends ago. Not really any complaints there. There was plenty of spots open, so it turned out pretty well.
That's great.
So you all have a Catawba Park dedication.
Right.
So give us some details about that.
That is April 15th. We'll have all the city council there. We're going to dedicate the park. We have a little plaque that's going to go on a rock near the park. It's going to be great. And then after that, in the morning, city council's throwing out the first pitch to a couple games. So
oh, that'll be fun.
Super excited.
Oh, that's great. Well, I remember when that was just being talked about, mm-hmm. Catawba Park. I went to the very first informational meeting where they're like, here's the goal. Here's what we'd like to see happen. And now to see it to where we are, where you're dedicating it and throwing out the first pitch is really cool for mm-hmm. sure. And then we'll wrap up with the concert series that you all have happening there in Tiga K.
Right. So the first concert's actually on the same night as the dedication. It's April 15th. That first concert is going to be, I think, Taylor Engel and Bennett Coleman. So we're super excited. Those concerts, a couple of them are at Catawba and a couple are at Rundy. So
Well, cool. All right. So as a social media specialist, so you keep the social media channels up and running along those lines.
Right.
And then what's the latest on that? What are some of the stuff that you've put out there that we can be on the lookout for?
We did a cool one yesterday. The fire department was doing hose stretching training. They've got a couple new guys. So they're pulling the hose off the truck and putting the hose back on the truck as muscle memory, which I thought was really interesting.
That is interesting.
And I was like, well, they do it a few times. I thought it was once or twice. But for muscle memory, they're doing it a few times. And then just keep an eye out for a couple spring things we've got going on, the concert series and all that stuff. So,
well, social media definitely keeps you busy, but it's a great use of the social media platforms because we hear about how bad they are and they can be addictive and all that. We're not going down that road, but it is great to keep that kind of stuff up, like to let folks know what's going on. Just like you said, that kind of stuff goes on often and it's great to share. So residents, from TKK, but beyond, just go, well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty interesting. So I applaud you all for using that in such a way because it's a slippery slope. We talked about that last time you were here off mic, just about how difficult that landscape is. So job well done. Keep
Thank
it up
you.
For sure. All right. Gretchen Kaler is with the city of TKK. She is a social media specialist.